There's an exciting exhibition running at the Cincinnati Art Museum March 13th through June 7th entitled Gorham Silver, Designing Brilliance 1850 to 1970. With me in the studio is Cincinnati Art Museum's Curator of Decorative Arts and Design, Amy Deehan. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee.
I am so excited about this exhibit. I've been reading about the Gorham Manufacturing Company. Fascinating story from the owner's son traveling to England to have a steam-powered drop press made, and then their expansion from jewelry and a 36-acre complex close to trains. Give us a glimpse into the history of this Rhode Island company.
Sure. So the company was founded by Jabez Gorham in 1831. It was a very small shop in Providence, Rhode Island. Their initial output was coin silver spoons and thimbles and small pieces like that. And then his son, John, took over the reins and started to really push for innovation and an increased production for the firm. Like you said, he went to Europe and he toured all of the silver manufacturing centers there. And he came back, he introduced the steam press in 1840, which ramped up production. And they started to hire talent from around the world. And before you knew it, they were the largest producer of silver in the world. This is an exhibition that's really about entrepreneurship, innovation, great American craftsmanship, and vision.
And even after it left the family, it still was very strong.
It was. It really was strong up until they were producing silver up through the 1970s, but there was a change in American lifestyle and lifestyles overall, which kind of led to a decreased enthusiasm for silver.
In 1868, Gorham Silver had 40 rooms in one building, four-story building, with over 300 employees. They had a photography studio to help with the marketing, and they were designing and producing during the Civil War period, including pieces for Mary Todd Lincoln in the White House.
That's right. Mary Todd chose Gorham for her tea and coffee service that she would entertain guests with at the White House.
Is that going to be on display in this exhibition?
It is not. I believe it is at the Smithsonian, but an example of that particular service in the same pattern will be on view. So you'll see something very much like what Mary Todd Lincoln would have used.
And you've got pieces coming from all over the country.
We do. So the majority of the collection is coming to us from the Rhode Island School of Design Museum. They have the largest public collection, but there are approximately 40 loans to this collection from public institutions, but also private individual collectors. So there are things coming from the Metropolitan in New York, MFA Boston, the museum in Dallas, Texas, and of course, we've lent things to the exhibition as well.
And my favorite piece is the 1884 silver tureen that's up in Rhode Island. Tell us about that piece.
So that is an excellent piece of craftsmanship and artistry. It's very much Japanese inspired, and it has swirling waves and fish all around the body of the tureen. And it really seems to kind of have this vitality and life to it.
And there are also some really exciting pieces, including that writing table, Art Nouveau writing table and chair, 50 pounds of silver in that with exotic wood.
Right. It took 10,000 hours to make, and it was exhibited at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair and received the highest honors there. It's an interesting mix of French Rococo design and Hispanomoresque design and Art Nouveau, and it's got wonderful symbolism worked into it, poppies for nighttime and an owl near the mirror, the writing table, and wonderful female masks along each leg that represent the seasons of the year. This is one of those pieces that it was clearly a World's Fair piece. That was their opportunity to show off and advertise their skills and their ingenuity and creativity to the world. So I can't think of anything better that does that than this piece.
Is there going to be a reproduction of the St. Louis World's Fair Gorham exhibit there?
So, yes, there is a structure that emulates the 1904 St. Louis Pavilion in the exhibition, and it holds almost the entire Ferber service, which was the largest commission that Gorham ever received from Henry Jewett Ferber and his wife Elvira. They acquired 816 pieces of silver. It could serve 24 guests, and that will be inside what we're calling the Ferber Pavilion, and you'll be able to walk into it and walk around it and see all of these incredible pieces that were part of the Ferber service. Everything from crumb scrapers to monumental epergnes or table centerpieces to asparagus tongs, butter pats, everything you can think of.
And there are over 700 pieces in this exhibit?
There are. It's probably one of the largest exhibitions we've ever done at the Art Museum, and certainly the largest that's ever been focused specifically on the Gorham Manufacturing Company.
What about security for these pieces?
So we have a very secure situation at the Cincinnati Art Museum. We have full-time security staff that will be watching over these masterworks. So it's something that we're used to handling quite regularly.
So I was wondering about the book that goes with this exhibit. I noticed that you were mentioned in it. How did you contribute to it?
So there is a beautiful book that accompanies the exhibition. It was produced by the Rhode Island School of Design Museum and the organizing curator there, Elizabeth Williams. And she asked myself and Catherine Footer, who is now curator at the Brooklyn Museum of Art, to contribute an essay on marketing Gorham silver. There are many essays in the catalog from a variety of silver scholars and experts. And what was unique about this publication is that we had, for the first time, access to an incredible amount of archival material that has not been available in the past from the John Hayes Library in Providence and from the museum. And we're really able to take a deep dive into the subject matter. So it's chock full of new scholarship and information about the Gorham Manufacturing Company.
Gorgeous, gorgeous photographs.
Beautiful photographs.
Is that where the archives from the Gorham Company ended up, is in Rhode Island?
Yes, that is where they live.
And what about the building, all the buildings?
I believe the original building, the manufacturing building, no longer exists. However, some of their retail buildings in New York City still stand. So, of course, they're not used to sell Gorham silver anymore, but you can visit them and there are some images of them in the book.
What are some of your favorite pieces?
Well, Gorham had an amazing design library that they drew upon for inspiration. So you'll see pieces that are designed after the work of ancient Greek and Roman artists. There are things that have more of a Japanese flair, things that are more French. They also were very inspired by nature. And one of my favorite pieces is a large tureen that was used to serve terrapin soup, which is turtle soup, and it is in the shape of a turtle. And it's just so lifelike. It's really a delight. I think another piece that visitors will find quite impressive is the Admiral Dewey Cup, which is an 8-foot trophy cup that was made in commemoration of Admiral Dewey's triumph in the Spanish-American War. And 70,000 dimes were collected from American citizens over a time of 5 months. The majority of these were melted down to make this elaborate cup, but some of them you can still see as they were used to articulate the scales of the fish that are incorporated in the cup's design.
That's fun. And there are also a couple of oversized pieces.
Right. There's the Joseph Jefferson Cup, which was made to present to the American actor Joseph Jefferson, and it depicts him in the roles of the many characters that he played through the course of his career.
There's also a 4-foot spoon.
There is a 4-foot spoon and a very large coffee pot, and these were made for advertising to put in a shop window and grab your attention. We have this great photograph of a baby sitting in the bowl of the spoon that will be on exhibition to give you a sense of how big it was.
Do you also have advertising pieces, paper pieces in the exhibit?
We have a photograph by Edward Steichen, the famous photographer who was hired by Gorham to kind of update their marketing look. We have beautiful design drawings that are included in the exhibition, one for the Dewey Cup, and you can see how the design and the final product changed as it was conceived.
Thanks, Amy, for coming in today. I'm so excited about this exhibit.
It's my pleasure. I'm excited about it, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This exhibit at the Cincinnati Art Museum runs March 13th through June 7th. Gorham Silver, Designing Brilliance, 1850 to 1970. With me in the studio has been Cincinnati Art Museum's Curator of Decorative Arts and Design, Amy Dehan. Thanks again, Amy.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Reservations are needed for Elizabeth Williams' lecture. You'll find a link on WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.